current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now. Driving under the influence. The so-called Kingdom of Saudi Arabia announced that it would allow women to drive cars, starting in June 2018. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world that does not allow women to drive. News of the announcement was met with praise and congratulatory statements from Western governments and reformers within Saudi Arabia. The country's US ambassador, Prince Khalid bin Salman, confirmed that women would not have to get their male relatives' permission to take driving lessons and would be able to drive anywhere they liked. He said it was an historic and big day and the right decision at the right time. The move was welcomed by the US State Department, which called it a great step in the right direction. While Western governments celebrate the move, the real question to be asked is, what prompted such a sudden change in opinion? The issue is not about whether driving cars is halal or haram. The issue is that the Saudi regime has consistently shown just how little it cares about the Sharia or the rights of women. It rather cares about maintaining control over its citizens and will use any justification that suits its aims and interests. Clearly, the sudden change has nothing to do with regard for women's rights or adherence to the commandments of Allah. It's clearly due to increasing external pressure, primarily from the United States, to reform Islam and reduce it to personal worship and rituals. Earlier this year, US President Donald Trump concluded a visit to Saudi Arabia, where he signed a $100 billion defense deal, cementing Saudi Arabia's military, economic, and intellectual dependence on the US. This is yet another example of the US campaign to vilify Islam and portray Islam as a backward ideology, incapable of managing human affairs in the 21st century. The reality is that the secular capitalist way of life has failed women. It objectifies women for entertainment and profit. It promotes a culture that views women as trophies to be accumulated. It undermines the femininity of women and degrades the role of the woman as a wife and mother. It places unfair burdens on women to look and dress a certain way. It is Islam that honors women, viewing the woman as an honor to be protected, a mother to be obeyed, and a wife to be cared for. It views men and women as humans, with duties and obligations for which they will be rewarded by the Almighty Allah on the Day of Judgment.
والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
The believers, men and women, are protecting friends, awliya, of one another. They join the ma'ruf, that which Allah commands, and forbid people from munkar, that which Allah prohibits. They perform salat and give the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will have mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All Wise. Surah At-Tawbah, verse 71. Jazakumullah khairan for listening, and please join us next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.